For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A Ku Klux Klan leader who is accused of firing a gun at the August 12th white supremacist rally in Charlottesville is in custody. A small plane crashes near Front Royal and the pilot is dead. And the latest poll shows the Democrats maintain their leads in statewide races. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, October 9th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College, offering small classes, student clubs, sports, and financial aid while living close to family and friends. Registration for the fall semester is happening now at the Weir's Cave campus or online at brcc.edu.
Baltimore Ku Klux Klan leader who authorities say fired a gun during a white supremacist rally is in custody in Charlottesville awaiting a court appearance this week. Richard Wilson Preston is charged with discharging a firearm within 1,000 feet of a school on August 12th, the day of the rally that descended into violent chaos. The American Civil Liberties Union said it provided law enforcement officials with a video of the shooting before Preston's arrest. It shows a man yelling and firing a handgun while standing on a crowded sidewalk. No one was struck. The 52-year-old Preston told the Baltimore Sun he is being misrepresented as a violent racist. Preston says he went to Charlottesville as a member of a militia intending to protect rally participants. Also, Virginia State Police say a small plane crashed in Warren County shortly after taking off on Saturday, killing the 76-year-old pilot. Police spokeswoman Corinne Geller said in a statement that the private aircraft took off from an airport in Front Royal Saturday afternoon with a glider in tow. Geller says that after the glider safely disconnected, the airplane began experiencing problems and crashed onto private property near the airport. The impact caused the plane to catch fire. Stephen B. Zaboji of Reston, Virginia, died at the scene. The glider safely landed and no one on the ground was injured, Geller says. The Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board were notified and were on the scene Sunday. With less than a month to go before elections in November, a new Wasson poll released Monday morning shows all three statewide Democrats expanding their leads over their opponents. Charles Fishburn with our partner station WCVE reports.
Currently, Democratic Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam leads former Republican National Committee Chair Ed Gillespie 49-42%. Assistant Director Rachel Bitterkofer.
That's a one-point increase from our tracking poll last week.
As to Gillespie's recent attacks on crime, gangs, and immigration.
Most voters see gang violence and gang-related crime to be something that's not really affecting them, something that's happening somewhere else.
For Lieutenant Governor, Democrat Justin Fairfax leads Republican Jill Vogel 48-40%, and for Attorney General, it is Democrat Mark Herring over Republican John Adams 51-40%. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
Well, we've been getting some rain over the last day or so, but a Virginia Tech expert on fall colors says unusually dry conditions in August and September have set up a potentially disappointing season. And even the rains predicted from the remnants of Tropical Storm Nate this week will not be enough to help. And Charles Fishburn has that report.
Virginia Tech tree physiology expert John Seiler says,
I think for some species, it's already too late. Hickories aren't going to have a good vibrant yellow. And they're on the tree kind of going from yellow to brown in a matter of 3 to 5 days and crinkling on the tree. You can see that going on in the woods right now.
Same story with sugar maples, yellow poplars. He says this is potentially the most disappointing season for fall colors in many years.
At this point right now, it is.
And he says that is true up and down the East Coast.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Enjoy your Monday.